Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majeed, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. That behold, in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find peace, tranquility, serenity. So we will be making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important that we focus and concentrate on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akbar. There is no person greater than Allah. Allah is most great. Allah is most lofty, most high. Every single thing is in the control of Allah. And we have to now fill our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Those who believe in Allah, those who have iman, then they are more severe in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah is dominant in their heart. The love of Allah is greater in their heart for any other thing. So in the dhikr of Allah, Allah بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ in Arabic the word ba means with, but here Mufassirin have mentioned that bi has the meaning of fi. That means in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find tranquility, peace, serenity. And alhamdulillah, we can feel it ourselves when we are making the dhikr of Allah, when we are in salat, and tilawat of the Quran, dhikrullah, whatever ibadat we are making, especially the dhikr of Allah, when we are taking the name Allah, Allah, then we feel that peace, tranquility, serenity. The turmoil that our heart is experiencing the entire day, the entire week, the entire month, and all the problems that the heart is experiencing, especially to the vice and evil that has corroded the heart. Now when you make the dhikr of Allah, we realize that everything else is nothing compared to Allah Rabbul Izzat. All those sins can be washed away. Everything gone from the heart. The heart becomes clean, pure. And when the heart feels this purity, then it immediately feels the serenity. When the sin, when all the dirt is washed away, and then the heart is only filled with the love of Allah, 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 Allah. With every heartbeat, we say Allah. Then this heart will feel that peace, tranquility, serenity. All the worries of dunya, everything disappears, everything vanishes. The person wishes to make the dhikr of Allah continuously for longer periods of time. It is mentioned in the kitabs, ulama have mentioned, al-dhakir kal-waqifi ala babillah. The one who makes the dhikr of Allah, the one who says Allah, 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 then he is like that person who is standing at the door of Allah and he is knocking, he is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. Like any person in the world who goes to a person in need of something and he knocks and he taps at the door, he knocks, he knocks, he knocks, he waits. And he will not move away from the door because he is desperately in need of some requirement, some urge, some need that he has. And he wants that need to be fulfilled. So he will wait there and he'll continue knocking. Like that, the one who is making the dhikr, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi has mentioned, the dhikr is the means of wusur ila Allah. By saying Allah, Allah, it becomes the means of a person reaching Allah, connecting to Allah. And he has given the example like the person who is knocking at the door and you are saying Allah, 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 Allah. And suddenly when the door opens, then it opens wide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't open his door slightly. Allah opens his door completely open. And then a person becomes, or he gets the nisbat of Allah. He gets the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says a person who is continuously remaining in dhikr, he makes mudawamat of dhikr. In other words, he is regularly making dhikr. Not just once a week or now and then. Every single day he sets out a time and he makes the dhikr of Allah. He concentrates on the greatness of Allah and how forgiving Allah is, and how merciful Allah is, how generous Allah is, how kind Allah is, and all the bounties Allah has bestowed upon us, even though we are not deserving of those bounties, and how Allah has rescued us from all the different types of problems. So when this happens, then he is now going to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this nisbat with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So like the person who's standing by the door and now the door opens, like that Allah ta'ala opens the door, and Allah's door is open wide. And now the person slowly begins, or he becomes the friend of Allah. So by making mudawamat of dhikr, regularly dhikr, and he has mentioned a second point which is most important, a person, the zakir, abstains from sins. Not only whilst making the dhikr, we are not sinning, we don't commit any sins, but in our entire lives, the entire day and night, we refrain from sins. And if we stay in good company, then with these three things, making the dhikr of Allah regularly, staying in good company, in pious company, and abstaining from sins, then he says definitely a person will then become the wali of Allah. The person will gain this nisbat and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us his nisbat. May Allah ta'ala give us that bond and attachment and connection with him. And therefore it is important that we make the dhikr of Allah regularly. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 صلى الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala make us from the true dhakirin and shakirin. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Our tongues must be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart must beat to the name Allah, Allah. Our actions must be in accordance to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.